What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Concrete Message Podcast. My name is Sean, and I'm here with my co-host, Pee-wee from Bola. We hope you enjoy today's Concrete Message. Welcome to episode 3 of the Concrete Message. Today we have Josh Ray. He's a freestyle from Los Angeles. We got Pee-wee from Bola with us today, of course, all the time. He's always with me.
Always.
But yeah, Josh, how you doing, bro?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good, man. Good. Honored to have you today.
Thank you.
Excited to be here, man. Yeah, excited to hear what you have to say about the freestyle community and just the whole shebang, the whole thing, you know?
Awesome, man.
Let's get started. Tell us, how'd you get into freestyle, bro?
I got into freestyle by playing street soccer, actually. Went to an event with our older team, and Jesus was a part of it.
Who's Jesus?
Pee-wee.
His name's actually Jesusito.
Jesusito. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I got El Nino.
I had to do it.
Yeah, you had to do it.
I had to do it.
Jesusito had to get him.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's all good. I went to a Nike event with Jesus and our older team. I was already getting into freestyle and like doing some tricks and stuff like that. I went around the world and some basic stuff. And that day, Alex actually happened to be there, which at the moment was the current USA champion.
God, this guy's so annoying. He's everywhere.
I know, dude. Doesn't that bother you? It's like, Jesus.
Is he here?
Who is that guy? Wasn't he on episode 2?
Yeah.
Wasn't that like 20 minutes
He's
ago?
He's always just in the room.
Always in there, man.
And the blue hair doesn't help.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's bright.
It's like a peacock.
Anyways,
okay,
Santa
so we're at the Nike event. We go to Santa Monica, and Alex happens. I met him like while I was in line, so I'm in line waiting to go into the street soccer event, and Jesus is like, "Oh, here's my friend Alexander. He's a freestyler." I was like, "Oh, dope." So I meet Alex, and he's like, "Hey, what's up, man? Whatever. I'm with Futboleros, or blah blah blah, and I'm just gonna be training inside." So we go outside, and like our supposed like coach or like manager or whatever at the moment was like, "Oh, like stay out here to play in the game." And Jesus looks at me and is like, "Dude," he's like, "Alex is inside." He's like, "Just go over there and just freestyle, and I'll come get you when we're ready." I was like, "All right, dope." So I walk over there and I see Alex freestyling, and my jaw just dropped. I had no idea like what was going on. I could not comprehend what was going on, and I thought it was so dope. And from that moment, I can still remember it. I can remember the whole vision of him doing the trick. And since that moment, I knew that freestyle was what I wanted to do. Like, I don't know what it was. I was learning it, I wanted to learn it, and I wanted to be beast at it.
Yeah.
And Alex just looks at me, he's like, "Hey, you want to train?" "Yeah, come train with me."
Yeah. That's that community we're talking about.
The community you're talking about, man. And that's what always gets me about the sport. And since that moment, man, I've been hooked on it. Like, that day I landed a trick, then Alex and I became like Instagram friends. First he didn't really hit me up, but then one day he was like, "Hey man, you want to come to the jam or whatever?" I was like, "Great,
I'd be down.
That's
where I saw Josh go from wrecking ball to JBR. You know?
What? So wait, what's the wrecking ball about?
Wrecking ball.
I know that's a Miley Cyrus song.
Deep? All right.
Yeah, we're hitting that.
Came in like a wrecking ball. Miley Cyrus, shout out.
So, wrecking ball comes from the concrete days. It's not a name that I chose, but I'm known to play harshly because that's just the way that I grew up learning how to play soccer. I grew up in Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
In Argentina.
What part?
Buenos Aires.
Okay, cool.
Buenos Aires and Misiones.
Nice.
Yeah, I lived there for 8 years, and I was 7 years old when I left the U.S. So I was very young, and I started to play soccer. That's the only thing you do in Argentina. You just play soccer or you're nothing. So I started playing soccer, and, you know, you play with the older people, you play with all sorts of people, and they don't care. They really don't care. They don't care if they've hurt you. They don't care how old you are. They don't care how tall you are. They will ball you up, and they'll play, and they'll freaking play the game. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. So that's how I learned how to play, man. I learned how to play rough. Like, I'll get pushed, I'll get kicked, I'll get this and that, but I keep on going, man. I don't stop until I finish my point.
Yeah.
So that's why they call me Wrecking Ball, apparently.
Yeah.
And the concrete days. Yeah. It wasn't my name. It was a name that was given to me. And I was like, whatever. Just kind of took like semi-ownership of it. You know, you're like half ashamed and half proud of it.
Yeah. Because and it's funny because the first time I ever met Josh was during we were filming for Xbox. And I remember the first time he came to me. So like the first thing he asked me is like, yo, could you show me something? So like, what? I'm like, okay, I guess, yeah.
So this is your prime days, huh?
Prime, no, that was...
That was after prime days, actually.
Yeah, that was after. I was already in decline, bro. Yeah.
He was already in retirement. Like
he was starting to do the other side of work.
Yeah, I was doing a lot of designs, a lot...
I feel like that's your excuse not to play. You know that? I feel like you're a good player and you're finding every excuse not to play because you know how good you are.
I think that's one of my main problems. Just kidding. No, but no, like I enjoy it, I love it and everything, but like for me the reason also I started Bola and Josh came with me when shit hit the fan. Yeah. Like he's pretty much one of my first guys, you know?
Yeah.
And
literally there the moment it started.
Yeah, and like some people just stood in front of us and told us that without him we were shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you should call him Danielson.
Danielson.
No, and it's funny because like after that everything went well.
Yeah.
It's like we have our team. Like I remember the first time I saw Josh and Pollo and after that meeting, so like, bro, I'm not gonna rest till we're flying.
Yeah. Never.
And I always told them we started off with nothing because everybody else had the talent. Like we only had ourselves, you know?
Exactly.
So like everything else is extra, you know. And to this point, that's still the same thing I tell these guys. I'm like, we started off with nothing.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Keeps you humble, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Josh, what was your first experience with a big gig as far as freestyle? Nothing like Alex, you know, 50,000. But like, you know, I mean, yeah. It might have been 100,000. I don't know.
Commercial and all of a sudden, these chicks popped up. No, it's whatever.
Nah.
I have to say this because of Alex, I got this gig, and it was my first gig ever, and it's very unforgettable because it was for Tecate. Uh-huh. It was for Tecate. I was 5 months into freestyle, and like obviously, like I took off from the point that I started learning. I started training like professionally because I would train with Alex, so like that's what it meant to me. It meant to train hard, and like I freaking love it what I do. Anywho, 5 months in, Alex tells me that he needs someone that's 21 over. Obviously I'm an old ass, so I'm like 23. I'm like, cool, I'm available. He's like, cool, they're gonna fly us out to Houston, we're gonna be out there for like 3 days, we're gonna do a couple shows, and we're gonna get paid this much, we're gonna get paid for food, we're gonna get paid for everything. And that was my first experience ever, man. I had such a blast, dude.
That was amazing.
You have no idea, bro. Like, these are real chills.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I will never forget because that's kind of like the moment where I started to believe that I could actually do something with this. You know, first you start and you're like, okay, cool. Like, I love what I do. I work hard for it. And, you know, you spend all this time, you do everything for it. But then there's actually an opportunity on top of what you love to do. Like, that's so amazing. And I got to do that. I got to fly out. I got to be with my homies. We got to chill in the jacuzzi for, like, 3 days straight at the hotel. All the way in, like, I don't know what floor. You could see all of downtown Houston. Like, we had this stage. It was, like, blocks away.
It was, like, blocks away.
And it was just, like, one of the best freestyle memories of my life. I will never forget that trip. Ever. We had, like, 5-star dinner. Like, we were chilling like a boss, man. And just because... we love to do this.
Yeah. Man, Pee-wee, why don't you ever give me these deals, man?
I tried, but you were working, right?
Yeah, yeah. You did. He did.
I tried.
He did.
But yeah, like, yeah. Now that you're saying about traveling and everything, like, where have you gone? Or not only that, but since... we both know a lot of people don't believe in what we do.
Yeah.
Like, in a personal level, in a society levels, like,
when did the reality kick in that like you can travel doing this?
When did it kick in?
Yeah, is that kind of what you're asking?
Yeah, and because of the ball, where have you been?
Because of the ball, I've been into places that I never thought it would be capable of even entering. Like, I don't know what to do, but the ball has like changed my whole life. Like, that moment when I started that trip is when I realized that I can actually do this. Like, if I put in the time, if I put in the effort, I can do this. I've gone, before I did freestyle, I had only traveled to Argentina, and that's because of like, you know, family purposes. Yeah. Other than that, freestyle opened the doors for me everywhere. I had my first chance to go to Europe, went to Sweden, I went to Denmark, I went to Prague, I've been to Poland, I've been to Berlin, like, and it's all because of the ball. It's all because of this stupid tournament that's the world championship every year, and it drives me crazy to fucking go. Even though it's in the middle of fucking Prague where everyone hates us because we're tourists.
Hey, the beer's cheap though.
The beer's cheap though. It's really good. But it has opened doors for me everywhere. Everywhere. And it still opens doors for me everywhere. Like, there's this office. I wouldn't be here if I didn't freestyle.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be here if I didn't freestyle. I wouldn't be drinking this second cup of coffee if I didn't freestyle.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be doing so many things. I wouldn't have met probably my girlfriend. I wouldn't be what I'm doing now. I'd probably still be a medical assistant living a low life, something that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I love what I do. I take pride in everything I do, and I do the best that I can at it.
Yeah.
But that's not my future, man. I left my medical assistant career to do what I do.
Yeah. I think even in just kind of at a different level, it's like you have to take risk in your life as far as like what you want to do.
Yeah.
And I think you and Alex have kind of shown that, to take the risk and go against all odds of what people are saying to not do. You said, no, I'm going to do that. You know, you got to follow your heart pretty much.
You have to go against everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, we can talk about barriers for days.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that kind of goes into this, is like, how do you balance your personal life with freestyle? Or like, how do you make time to freestyle without losing focus on your day to day? Like, what's the balance? Because you got a girlfriend, so I already know that's going to be a lot of time consuming. So how do you balance all that out, even with family and all that?
Well, man, something I can tell you that's like the real reality is that no schedule is perfect.
Yeah.
So you have downfalls, you know? There's moments where like my girlfriend's not happy. There's moments where I'm not happy because I don't get to freestyle as much as I want to. But my main priority is to freestyle, to become a professional freestyler. I'm also a boyfriend. I'm also a bartender. I'm everything at once. That's the only way I can balance it.
Yeah.
I'm everything at once. You can shoot me with anything at any moment and I'll be adapting to that shit. That's the only way I balance it.
Yeah.
I wake up with my dream on my mind. I know what I want to do today. I'm going to go do my shit. Then I can handle all my shit.
Yeah.
Because if I do me first, then I'll be satisfied enough to give for everybody else and to get for everything I need to provide for myself.
Yeah.
No, I don't live like these little kids that like have all day to fucking train 8 hours a day. And the only thing they have to worry about is what trick they're going to land tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. It's all dynamic.
I wake up.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
Yeah.
You know routine. Got to wake up, got to make your breakfast. I got to pay my bills. I got to attend my girlfriend. I got to attend my house. I got to attend my dog. Then, I also have to train. Oh, I have to get my shit ready for training. I have to eat before work. I have to manage my time. Yeah. Then I have to go to work.
Yeah, that's
then
the
work.
That's a grown-up life right there.
That's a grown-up life.
For all you kids.
Yeah, man. But it is what it is, right? Yeah. Like, I don't bitch about it. That's what I do.
Just do it.
And I still handle my shit. And every day I put in the work. And if not, I got my homies to prove it.
You know, that's that's true. I think that for every person is different. That's why it's so interesting to have these kind of people in the podcast. Because everybody tells their story and their struggles.
Yeah, that was deep, man. I felt like... Yeah. For since he was like looking into my soul, saying like, I gotta do this and this. I'm like, dude, I get you. I understand, man. Yeah. Don't look at me like that.
No.
Mira.
You know, and I had this feeling that this would happen before I got into the podcast, because like I tend to talk and get really real about shit. But it's because that's just how my life is. My life is really real and it's to the point, you know? And yeah. I gotta do things. Like, I don't have time to fuck around, bro.
Yeah. And that thing, the funny thing is that leads to the next question, to be honest.
Hey, we're just like hopping right in there. Look at that.
How has freestyle impacted your life? And has it been a positive?
Freestyle impacted my life in the way that I get to learn myself every day. So since the moment I started, I started with challenges within myself and noticing things that I do and I don't like, things that I really want to do and I don't want to do. What is better for me? What's a better choice for me? Like, it has opened my ability of thinking for myself. And I think that's probably the best thing I can take from it, because from there comes everything else. If everything is fixed in, you know, my mind and everything, then everything else will come out just perfectly fine. So I feel like freestyle has made me grow as an individual.
I remember you told me once, it's like, you did it in a documentary or something, and you said that it's a healthy addiction.
Yeah, it's definitely a healthy addiction.
And the thing about that is that Alex also explained it as an addiction. I feel like back in the day when I used to see tricks and stuff, I'm like, it does become an addiction. Like, it's like when you go to the gym, lift, and then you want to go the next day for that same high, the next day, and the next day.
Because it feels more.
Yeah, and you just want more. Mm-hmm. But like
that's like the akas for me, bro.
Yeah.
When you taught me, sure. I was like, I'm addicted.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm akaing all around this office over here.
Damn. Oh, they akka. Around the corner.
There was a ball at me.
He has a nickname now. It's Icy Hot.
Icy Hot. Icy, if you're listening to this, the reason I'm called Icy Hot is because every time I do a trick, my back gets blown out. I need Icy Hot after. So it's not because like I'm good or anything. It's because I'm some old man.
I thought it was just hot for a little bit, then you got cold.
Yeah. No, I'm icy hot, bro.
I thought hot I was like icy the after hot. Effect.
No,
it's like, you fucking pound him cold and make him feel hot.
Hey, you could put some Bengay on that.
Every time I pound you, I'll light you on fire.
every 3v3, I'm good for the first 20 minutes. Yeah. And then after like 20 minutes, I'm like, pee-wee, my back's blown out, bro. It hurts so much. Struggles of being 26, guys. Come on.
Damn. Shit. And I'm 27.
Hey.
Fuck. Back gets blown. No, but
I asked Alex the same question when he was on, like, any crazy traveling adventure or story. All right, I think that says it all.
Yeah, let's hear it, because Alex had a good one about Tijuana.
Cool.
What was it, Tijuana?
Yeah, it was Tijuana.
It was Tijuana, right?
Donkey show.
Yeah.
Alex had the donkey show. Paid $15.
If you guys pay $15, you'll hear the extended episode. That's Alex talks about Tijuana. I'm just kidding.
All right, so this actually happened 2 years ago.
Yeah.
2 years ago. Yeah. So Umar and I planned our trip. And by planned, I mean we just bought our tickets to Poland.
Freestyle lifestyle.
Freestyle lifestyle.
Hashtag.
Hashtag, let's see what happens. So we bought our tickets to Poland. Alex had left like probably like a week before us, like Hungary, somewhere in Europe. He was, I don't know. I had no idea. So he was somewhere for like a week before this. Umar and I traveled to Poland. Alex decides to meet us in Poland the day we get there. We're all living the freestyle lifestyle. We all have no plans. We're just meeting in Poland somehow. Umar and I happened to arrive at 7 p.m. that night. We arrived to Poland. We have no plans. 7 p.m. It's dark. We get dropped off by an Uber in the middle of nowhere. Our friend that was supposed to come and get us never answered.
Never showed up. You guys are friends still?
Freestyle friends.
A boundary. Yeah.
Exactly. There's limits. Everyone gets a piece of the circle.
Damn. I don't know you're going to comment on that voice.
We'll just leave it at that. So we get to Poland, 7 p.m. in the middle of nowhere with our baggage. And we get a call from Alex. And Alex tells us, hey, guys, I have an Airbnb. And he's like, I'm with one of the freestylers. And we're like, oh, this guy? And he's like, no, this guy. I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, cool. He's like, all right, we'll meet you. Like, we'll find out, like, where we're at or whatever. Somehow we happen to link up with Alex. And Alex tells us a story that that day when he arrived to Poland, obviously, like, I started this conversation, no plans. He's just walking around. A bus happens to stop right next to him. And the person that comes out is that freestyler in Poland. What is the random odd that they happened to meet up that day?
Dude, it's crazy, right?
That we had no plans whatsoever. What is the possibility that he helps him and then from there he
honestly,
just happens to spend the day with him?
I don't know. It's
like he was late to work. It's the whole reason why he got off the bus in the first place. So if he would have not been late to work, like, he would have never met. But obviously, like, we believe that things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
And this is the reason why we believe in this lifestyle.
It seems like a trend to be late.
Yeah. Maybe, huh? So
freestyle.
Anyway,
lifestyle.
So we end up... Yeah, so Alex ended up picking us up. We ended up having, like, a good kebab dinner. And then we ended up sleeping in...
A kebab dinner?
Yeah.
Oh.
In Poland.
Oh,
all right. Oh, aren't we fancy?
It's kebab.
Dude, it was fire.
It's kebab. I'm Persian, bro. It's kebab.
Kebab. Okay, sorry.
The best one I had was in Prague.
Was it? Yeah, it's super cheap. $3.50 and you get hell of a...
Kebab.
That's
crazy.
The name of the episode is kebab.
And then, okay, so there's more to his little story. I'm going to speed it up a little bit.
No, you're good. You have time.
Okay, so we're spending 2 days in Poland. Alex happens to leave in the morning before us because he had... his trip already planned out, and Umar and I decide to go take a bus so we can get to Prague at 6 something in the morning. Alex leaves for his trip. Umar and I get our shit ready and we start to take off. We go to the bus stop. We have no idea where this fucking terminal is. Like, we keep on going up and down. Everything's in Polish. We ask somebody a question and they're like, Ishkinoshkoko. Like, I have no idea what they're saying, dude. And no one can fucking help us out. We bought that bus. We miss it. So we're like, fucking, we're so fucking pissed, dude. So fucking pissed. So we're like, I'm going to go to the fucking liquor store. I'm going to buy a pack of cigarettes. Like, I'm fucking pissed off. I don't know what to fucking do. I'm in Poland. Like, I have no idea what's happening. We start dragging around our fucking luggage. And we go in the middle of fucking Poland. Go to a liquor store. Buy a fucking pack of cigarettes. Come out. Start packing it. Light one up. Fucking homeless guy. And I'm like, I guess that means you want a cigarette, right? So I just pull one out and I give him a cigarette. Then this other guy comes, starts talking to us. Also asks for a cigarette. I'm like, fuck it. I just bought like 20. I don't give a fuck. I give him a cigarette. And he asks us something. And I look at Umar. I'm like, what the fuck? And then Umar looks at him. He's like, no, English. He's like, English? He's like, I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, my God.
What is the fucking odd that I find someone from New Jersey, a homeless American guy from New Jersey in Poland as a homeless person, bro? What is the fucking odd? This guy starts talking and he's like, yeah. He's like, yeah. Oh, you guys from California? Yeah. He's like, I'm from around here. He's like, maybe. He's like, we can all hang around and have a couple beers. And I look at Omar. We're like, yeah, sure. And we're like, when the fuck are we going to get to our bus? One more guy passes by, and he asks us for a lighter. So I light his cigarette, and he noticed that this guy was kind of sketchy. So then he approached us, and he started speaking to us in English, and he happened to be, like, this journalism guy, and he does, like, all this cool shit. So he helped us, like, get into the community so we could lose a homeless guy that kept on walking with us for 2 blocks.
From New Jersey?
Yeah, from New Jersey. He kept on walking with us because he saw us with our luggage and stuff, and he was trying to get our money or some shit. So we drove him into the mall, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go into H&M, and he was like, oh. Okay, I'll catch you guys later. We'll meet after outside. And I was like, yeah, for sure. And we just ditched them there. Then that night, somehow we magically got to our bus. We take the bus. It was an overnight bus. Got on at like 7, and we were supposed to get to Prague like 10 hours after. So we're in the middle of the bus. We're sleeping. It's like freaking 3 a.m. I don't know where we arrived to the station. Right? We arrived to the station, the fucking brake station, whatever it is. And we wake up and we start hearing, like, cursing, but in Polish. obviously I have no idea what the guy, and the guy is just like pissed off, and then he looks at the bus driver and he's like, and then the bus driver is looking at him, they're both talking shit to each other, and out of nowhere I'm looking out the window and you just see this guy try to hit the bus driver, he's like bam. But he misses. The bus driver blocks him. Bro, he blocks him and fucking hits the guy right in the face. The guy, bro, falls down. The bus driver gets on top of him, puts him on a lock like this. He's just fucking holding him down, bro, on the floor. And the bus driver's holding the passenger on the floor like this. And the guy's like, yeah, that's it. And the guy's like, you should come back. And he slaps his ass. He just keeps him on the floor. And he held him there. It's so good, bro. So he slapped his ass. He got on top of him, fucking held him down. And he's just holding him on the floor. And the guy's like, yeah. And this one is like, gosh, God damn it. And he just like slaps his ass. And it's fucking hilarious. So Umar and I are watching all this through the window. And we're like, what the fuck's going on? Like 10 minutes pass by and the guy's still on the ground with the bus driver on top. So we're like, fuck it. What are we going to do? We'll just bring the fucking ball outside. So we're in the station. Freestyling with these two guys from Chile that were on the bus. Meanwhile, on the side, you have the bus driver on top of the other guy. And he sat on top of him for 40 minutes until the cops came and fucking took the drunk guy away.
And while that was going on, you guys had a session.
Yeah, we had a session. It was pretty good. We met these two guys from Chile. Did you get some footage?
Did you guys get any footage?
We didn't get any footage, but because it was too fucking, it was too real, dude. Like, what the fuck was going on? And then the bus driver fucking, he turns him into the cop. He's just like, all right, like nothing happened. Gets back on the bus, and we go to fucking Prague in the morning.
Oh my God.
The fuck just happened? That's probably one of the craziest stories I have to tell you about my freestyle life. Like, there's way too many because like. That's the thing about it. Everything's unplanned. It just kind of happens. And I don't know. It's kind of like taking a whim. It's like taking a calculated risk in a really weird way.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to put it together.
Yeah, that's definitely... Man, I like sometimes I'm just like, bro, why don't we have those stories? Where,
freestyle lifestyle.
Yeah, freestyle lifestyle.
That's all it is, man. You just... I don't know, man. If you live life... It depends on how you live. It depends on how you like. You can have a structure or you can have a free life.
Yeah, and yeah. I think following your heart and what you really want to do gives you these kind of experiences, I feel. It's like once you let go and do that leap, I feel that's when shit starts going on. Like you started realizing that was the right path to do. And you started looking back and being like, if I had never done this, I would regret it.
Yeah. I would definitely regret still sitting out of
the
office where I work from 7 to 9, 5 days a week, like not doing what I love to do, just being miserable, trying to make ends meet.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Not worth it. That's not worth my time, dude.
Yeah. You know what I hope is no parent is listening right now. That their kid wants to do freestyle because they're probably like, nah, not
down.
Oh,
that's nothing. There's some crazy stuff that has happened in the Super
Bowl.
No. We're not going to go there.
Yeah, we just keep... That's us. Yeah.
No, I'm joking. That's so funny, though. I'm sweating right now because I was trying not to laugh, you know?
Yeah, that's just my story.
I'm actually really sweating, man. Yeah. How do you see yourself in the scene 5 years from now?
I see myself... Obviously, with a higher level, possibly doing more stuff. I mean, I would love to be a world champion one day, but the sport is pretty tough right now. So,
yeah,
you know, and like due to my age and all that, but I'm not going to give up.
Yeah. Just tell Alex, hey, man, just mess up a little bit.
Give me a spot, right?
Let me squeeze in there a little bit, man.
Yeah. No, but it's I'm going to push my level the hardest. And in 5 years, I'm hopeful to like, be in a better spot with freestyle, be in a better spot with like you know, my friends that we do freestyle with, like with Alex and Pee Wee and you guys, like for all of us to be chilling at a higher scale and doing what we really love to do. Like, I don't care about business. I don't care about money. I just want to be happy. Like, I just want to be happy and live off what I love to do.
Yeah.
Like, I love this. I love sitting here chilling with you guys and having a freaking mug of coffee and just talking shit and talking about my stupid story in Poland and how it made you guys laugh. Like, that's what's really important for me.
Yeah, I don't really care. Community.
It's what it, yeah. And it's and what I it comes down to.
Like, when I see 5 years from now, is that the next generations will be looking up to these guys, you know?
Yeah, they'll be trying to go to Prague and see a fist fight between a drunk Polish man and
the drunk man and the Polish driver. Yeah. Like, the, you know?
Getting spanked.
Right? It's just all about, like, taking an experience, man. If you're willing to take that experience, and you'll get it, man. Yeah. You'll get what you asked for. You will. But it also takes some action.
Yeah. Yeah, I like what you said, like, just hanging out. The community vibe of it's really cool. I honor community a lot because I feel like sometimes even whatever, you know, walk of life that you have, if you isolate yourself, it's really bad. Like, it's not only that you think you're better than everyone else, but it's, we can do things better together, right? It's kind of a stupid cliche, but you really can. If you work reality. Together, if you have one common goal and you're not like trying to go at it with each other and trying to like actually grow something. Think about this. If every freestyle community, every street soccer crew, whatever you want to call them, team, they came together and did something together, do you know how big soccer would be? Because I even tell people this and they don't believe me. I say soccer in America, and I truly believe this in my heart, is that in the next 10 years we'll take over every other sport. The reason I say that is because soccer is international. Right? LAFC's here now. They're growing big. Galaxy, I mean, like, you look at everything and soccer is just kind of like starting to jump up. 10 years ago, like, when I was playing club soccer, what, 10 years ago? Yeah, 10, 15 years ago, you couldn't even watch an MLS game. You couldn't even watch Barca or Madrid or the English Premier. Like, you couldn't do that stuff. But now, like, the access that we have to the sport, bro, I honestly believe, like, this sport's going to grow. I believe that even freestyle is going to be big and street soccer is going to be big. But then again, it kind of comes down to those big companies, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, all these companies that are going to, like, do it right. And I think us being on this podcast and talking about it and hearing it from you guys that are in the scene, I think some of these guys should latch on and be like, let's listen to what they have to say. Because you guys are in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you would hope so, but the thing is that they never look into what we really need or, like, we really, like, what really is it for a freestyler? Like, I'm not going to wear a freaking soccer cleat to do my tricks. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to wear a product that's not good for me to do my tricks, obviously.
Yeah.
So why don't you spend a little bit more time in trying to figure out what I got to say about my sport? Like, if you really care and you really want to make something about it, you really want to do something about it, like, come talk to us. Like, make it really happen. That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah.
From Nike, from Adidas, Reebok, whoever.
Whoever's going to jump
whoever,
on it.
Whoever's going to show. We just want to do our sport right.
Yeah, they're right.
Obviously, like, that's what we really care about. I don't care about money, man. Like, again, you know? But, yeah, these brands should really latch on to this conversation and probably get a real thought of what we think.
Yeah.
In order to promote the sport in a better way, in the real way.
I feel something that I've been, like, has been bugging me is that we need to make those moves. If they catch on, they catch on. If not, I'm tired of waiting.
Not waiting.
Yeah.
There's no waiting, dude. There's no waiting.
Yeah. But, like, I feel like sometimes you need a platform.
I definitely agree with you.
I want to create that platform. We want to create that platform.
We will. I believe if we keep the mentality we always have from the get-go and we keep the spirit that we started this conversation with.
Yeah.
I think if we keep that up, we'll definitely reach to where we gotta go.
Yeah,
they'll see it.
I always say is don't forget about the purpose when you have the platform.
Yeah,
the purpose is one thing, grow the sport. When you have the platform, you have all these great brands behind you, and then you start acting certain ways or you start doing this or that. Like, it's now you're forgetting who you were and all that stuff. So
I see that happening a lot.
People
that does happen
to try to jump in with us. like they see it as an opportunity to get themselves out there.
I think it, something like that, though, just because we're kind of going on a rant, but I think it's a good rant, is when you're going to come into something like what you were saying, you know, people want to come in to the community. Like, I would say the best advice, because like I said in the first episode, meeting Pee-wee and the whole Bola crew, always welcoming. Like, now these guys joke around with me and this and that. Like, it's like I've known them for 15 years.
Right, yeah.
I've only known them for, what, how long? Like a year? Not even a year, but I feel like I've known them for 10 to 15 years. And the reason behind that, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Pee-wee knows me on like a personal level, is when Ochiki came into this, we came in with an open heart. Like, we came in with good intentions and not to like, oh, we're going to use them to plot. No, like, we grow together. Yeah. We can do things together. We can build each other up. We can edify one another.
You could see it in this office. Look.
Yeah. Obviously.
Like, there's a Bola sticker on our wall. There's a Bola
sticker and an Ochiki sticker. I'm officially seeing it.
Yeah. So that's what it is. But anything you have to say before we cut this episode out?
No, I think just follow the ball. Like, wherever it takes you, man.
Yeah. What about you, Josh? Anything you want to say?
Man. Just like Pee-wee said, just follow the ball, follow your heart, follow what you really want to do.
Yeah.
Don't do things because other people are doing them. I mean, it's a good way to catch on and start, but then realize the real purpose of things and see what you're actually doing and if it's worth it for you and why.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the best advice I could give to somebody. Yeah. You know, just listen to your heart. Don't listen to your eyes. Like,
absolutely.
They will definitely fool you.
I agree with that.
Yeah, and just keep a happy spirit, man.
Awesome. Well, hey, man, thank you again for hopping on this episode. Hopefully someone's encouraged, someone's eyes are opened about your life and what you're doing. And, man, it's super cool to have you guys. And hopefully we'll have you guys on another episode together. I think that would be funny.
Dude, that would be the episode.
Yeah.
Actually. I'm excited. I'm looking
forward to that. I don't know, because Izzy coming back and doing another episode, that might be the episode.
Oh, I might have and to
kill
him.
It's going to be unfiltered, so he can say whatever he wants.
I'll get him.
Hey, you hear that?
Bro, that star from Poland?
Yeah.
All right, man. Thank you so much for having us. Really appreciate it.
Definitely, bro, definitely. Yeah. And for those of you that are listening, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode.